City Council last night approved a $17 million payout to the Solid Waste Authority of Central Ohio. City officials say the tipping fees will start to go down as the citywide recycling program expands. Council also approved a $120,000 legal settlement with paramedic Judy Evergen to settle her 2009 lawsuit against the city, claiming racial discrimination and unjust discipline. Columbus's chief legal counsel, Josh Cox, says Evergen claimed she was targeted by the Columbus Division of Fire Administration for helping another firefighter maintain proper paramedic certification.
The district court dismissed the discrimination claims, however, found that there was a genuine issue of fact as it relates to the retaliation claims, and that case was scheduled to proceed to trial in November of last year. Prior to trial, a settlement conference was held by the district court. It was determined that it was in the best interest of the city to compromise and settle the remaining claims.
Council also approved legislation increasing the number of taxicab licenses from 500 to 530. Sponsoring Councilmember Michelle Mills says the measure designates those additional licenses as wheelchair specialty licenses, providing more cabs for those who have mobility issues.
Columbus City Council has not increased the number of taxicab licenses permitted in the city since 1997. We hope that these vehicles will certainly lessen the burden of calling in advance for many of our citizens with limited mobility and certainly lower the expense that they have when incurring needs for transportation.
The measure requires cabbies to provide the service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mills says in the past, people with mobility issues had to call for a specialty cab at least a day in advance, creating hardships for them.